marcher.
Like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peep, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Hurdy Gurdy Jorge, welcoming you to our post-Labor Day episode number 58. This is part two, following on last week's wonderful visit by Bucky Hawker, my dear friend, who played us some of the Hurdy Gurdy songs that he has penned. Dealing with a lot of the labor issues of our time. And, of course, this has been a theme that has been very popular for many years, through ages of people with working songs, labor songs, organizing songs, union songs. And I am happy to be here, and thank you for joining me today. It's going to be kind of a hodgepodge, somewhat traditional in the sense that I will be playing some of the probably fairly well-known and maybe some not so well-known tracks, you know, hurdy-gurdy songs that have to do with working people, working men and women from all backgrounds, races, ethnicities, and how in the United States the labor song has been an important part of a very important part of our collective culture. I'll be drawing from some material from Lee Hayes, The Almanacs, Woody Guthrie, of course, Pete Seeger, the classics, Burl Ives, Tom Glaser, this variety of people, songsters, men and women as well, to illustrate some of the actions. And what prompted me to do this is not just because this is the time of year that we just are winding up our summers, but that I wanted to explore a little bit of, you know, I was recently out in the woods in Pennsylvania, in central Pennsylvania, and really got to observe some of the rural folk out there and the culture and made me wonder about what it's like to be a farmer today, to someone trying to survive as a farmer or as a miner. Of course, fracking is a big issue out there, and all sorts of environmental and political and economic dynamics going on. And I think I wanted to explore these songs and present them here today so we can kind of get a bit, you know, some sense of what it means to be working people now that we're starting into our fall season, our harvest, and we need to kind of think about what it is that we are actually producing, creating, developing as a people. And I don't just mean like the agrarian products, but the culture that we are inculcating among ourselves. So with that, let me start with the Union Boys, which, as my dear friend Elijah Wall pointed out, wasn't actually a group, the Union Boys. It was just a bunch of singers that got together and recorded an album's worth of songs about union organizing and, at the time, the war effort during World War II. So let me start with that. I'll play a couple of tracks and we'll come back. Thank you for joining me here on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Here we go with the Union Boys.
I was hanging around a defense town one day, when I thought I overheard a soldier say, every tank in my camp has that UAW stamp, and I'm UAW too, I'm proud to say. It's that UAW CIO, make that army roll and go, turning out the jeeps and tanks, the airplanes every day. It's that UAW CIO, make that army roll and go, puts wheels on the USA. I was there when the Union came to town. I was there when old Henry Ford went down. I was standing by gate 4 when I heard the people roar, they ain't gonna kick the auto workers around. It's that UAW CIO, makes the army roll and go, turning out the jeeps and tanks, the airplanes every day. It's that UAW CIO, makes the army roll and go, puts wheels on the USA. I was there on that cold December day, when we heard about Pearl Harbor far away. I was down in Cadillac Square when the Union rallied there to put those plans for pleasure cars away. It's that UAW CIO, makes the army roll and go, turning out the jeeps and tanks, the airplanes every day. It's that UAW CIO, makes that army roll and go, puts wheels on the USA. There'll be a Union label in Berlin, when the Union boys in uniform march in, and rolling in the ranks, there'll be UAW tanks, roll Hitler out and roll the Union in. It's that UAW CIO, make that army roll and go, turning out the jeeps and tanks, the airplanes every day. It's that UAW CIO, make the army roll and go, but wheels on USA.
I'm gonna join it by myself. Don't want nobody to join it for me. I'm gonna join one big union by myself. And if that road gets rough and rocky, and the hills get steep and high, we will sing as we go marching, and we'll win the one big union by and by. You've got to join that one big union, CIO. You've got to join it by yourself. Everybody here will join it with you. You've got to join one big union by yourself. Big union, brother's got to join it by himself. Everybody here will join it with him. Brother's got to join one big union by himself. Sister's got to join that one big union. Sister got a joint by herself. Everybody here will join it with her. Sister got a joint, one big union by herself. If the road gets rough and rocky,
rough and rocky,
and the hills get steep and high, we will sing as we go marching, and we'll win the one big union by and by.
Brother,
I come from the USA.
What are you doing, brother?
I'm helping Uncle Sam in every way.
Well, tell me your name, brother. Tell me your name. Tell me your name, because I sure like to know. I'll tell you my name. Yes, I'll tell you my name. It's very plain. My name is Susan C.I.O.
How you doing lately, brother?
Well, things are looking up okay. Tell me the reason, brother.
The union fights my battles every day.
Well, tell me your name, brother. Tell me your name. Tell me your name, because I sure like to know. I'll tell you my name. Yes, I'll tell you my name. It's very plain. My name is Citizen C.I.O.
Love your country, brother.
Yes, I love it more than I can tell.
How come you joined the army, brother?
I want to send those fascists straight to hell.
Well, tell me your name, brother. Tell me your name. Tell me your name, because I sure like to know.
I'll tell you my name. Yes, I'll tell you my name. It's very plain. My name is Citizen C.I.O.
Mighty glad I met you, brother.
Okay, but the same goes here.
Stick around a long time, brother.
You bet I will 100,000 years.
Well, tell me your name, brother. Tell me your name. Tell me your name, because I sure like to know.
I'll tell you my name. Yes, I'll tell you my name. It's very plain. My name is Citizen C.I.O.
Yeah, my name is Citizen CIO. Yeah, definitely a time in which people would work together to watch each other's backs as workers. Something that is just much more rare these days. Just this morning, I was reading a story about the home care workers who take care of elderly, you know, people in their homes and serve many functions, many roles, and they're paid an average of $10 an hour, if that, and work these crazy hours. And just as we know, unions have been really decimated in most of the service industries. Still have some strong unions, of course, police unions, firemen's union, teachers union, so on, as well they should be in a position to take care of their workers. Generally in these kinds of songs, you definitely was a time UAW, CIO by the Union Boys, or I'm going to join that one big union, this notion of people working together against ideologies of fascism, of oppression. This was very, very workable during these early periods. And then labor songs, of course, through the 20s, 30s, and 40s, you know, have gone through these transitions and using folk music and altering the folk songs in order to make them relevant to a particular cause or issue of the time. So that kind of classic changing of lyrics over old melodies, this is something that was, of course, perfected by that second artist, Woody Guthrie, on I'm Gonna Join That One Big Union. You can hear Cisco Houston. He can hear definitely other singers with him. You are listening to hurdy-gurdy songs. That's what the hurdy-gurdy songs is about. It's about songs that really speak to some deeper truth and human condition and how to address it and how people feel about it. This is something, of course, that folk musicians have done since folk existed, which is the very beginning, because folk is nothing more or less than the people, us, we, the people. I'm going to go on now to probably the classic record, one of the most classic records. It's called Talking Union with the Almanac Singers. And this is a group that, consisted of Lee Hayes, Fred Hellerman, Pete Seeger, Ronnie Gilbert. They went on later to become the Weavers, a highly popular folk group, an amazing thing that happened in the culture of America in which folk music actually became acceptable as a commercial popular folk music. That is until the 1950s and the blacklisting and Senator Joe McCarthy that many of us are aware of. But it's an important moment, and I want to get back to this classic record, which is, in fact, even as Lee Hayes points out, that the songs on this record basically are practically the official songs of the labor movement. These are songs that are heard from soundtracks at every picket line and will help to win strikes as long as strikes are permitted in free America. Novels have been written with songs like Which Side Are You On as their theme. In fact, many of these almanac songs are even considered hymns, almost at the level of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Robert Koppelman wrote a beautiful book called Sing Out, Warning, Sing Out Love, The Writings of Lee Hayes, which is, I'm going to do some readings from this as we play some of these songs from Talking Union and others. Thank you for listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Here we go on with Roll the Union On.
We're gonna roll, we're gonna roll, we're gonna roll the Union on. We're gonna roll, we're gonna roll, we're gonna roll the Union on.
If the boss gets in the way, we're gonna roll right over him.
We're gonna roll right over him.
We're gonna roll right over him.
If the boss gets in the way, we're gonna
roll right over him.
We're gonna roll
the Union on.
Just want to pause here for a second and make a little kind of note that I wanted to share is that I recently also watched some of the shape note singing that came out of in the state of Massachusetts. Of course, sacred shape notes Sacred Harp, shape note singing is also very much, you know, in the southern part of the United States. But I heard this particular format of shape note singing in Massachusetts, I guess, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. And what struck me about it was the power of the singing. And I can, the collective singing, which was done in, of course, in a religious congregation, of the hymns, the shape note hymns. And what struck me was when I heard this Roll the Union On, the similarity of that kind of fervor, of that community spirit in action of singing, and how that worked together to resonate and create a real powerful energy among the practitioners, the singers themselves, and help restore and maintain their faith in their endeavor, which was basically to survive in Massachusetts, you know, in the wilds of early America. And this is what allowed them to do it. So it's kind of an anachronism, but it's somehow related to this singing together of the labor movement. I'm going to go now to Casey Jones by the Song Swappers to further illustrate. I'll make a couple points about this as well. But this again comes back to the idea of the union, and in this case, the union scab.
The workers on the SB line for strikes are not a call, but Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. His boiler, it was leaking, and the driver's on the bum, and the engines and the bear, and they were all out of plumb.
Casey Jones
kept his junk pile running.
Casey Jones
was working double time.
Casey Jones
got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SB line. The worker said to Casey, won't you help us win this strike? But Casey said, let me alone, you'd better take a hike. Well, Casey's wheezy engine ran right off the wheezy track, and Casey hit the river with an awful smack.
Casey Jones
hit the river bottom.
Casey Jones
broke his bloomin' spine.
Casey Jones
turned into an angel. He got a trip to heaven on the SB line. When Casey got to heaven, way up to that pearly gate, he said, I'm Casey Jones, the guy that pulled the SP freight. You're just the man, said Peter, our musicians are on strike. You can get a job of scabbing anytime you like.
Casey Jones
got a job in heaven.
Casey Jones
was doing mighty fine.
Casey Jones
went scabbing on the Angels, just like he did to workers on the SP line. Well, the Angels got together, they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around a scabbing everywhere. The Angels Union number 23, they sure were there. They promptly fired Casey down the golden stair.
Casey Jones,
I went to hell a-flying.
Casey Jones,
the devil said, oh fine.
Casey Jones,
get busy shoveling sulfur, it's what you get for scabbing on the SP line.
Them people, you know, it's magical as hell. I mean, that's just what they say. All the night.
You gotta join that one big union. You've got to join it by yourself. Everybody here will join it with you. You've got to join the one big union by yourself. If the road gets rough and rocky, if the hills get steep and high, we will sing as we go marching, that we'll win one big union by and by. Brothers gotta join that one big union. Brothers gotta join it by himself. Everybody here will join it with him. Brothers gotta join the one big union by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters gotta join that one big union. Sisters gotta join it by herself. Everybody here will join it with her. Sister gotta join the one big union by herself. Everybody gotta join that one big union. Everybody gotta join it by herself. Everybody here will join it with them.
Yes, we will.
Everybody join the one big union by theirself. I'm gonna join that one big union. I'm gonna join it by myself. Don't want nobody to join it for me. I'm gonna join the one big union by myself. I'm gonna join that one big union. Yes, I am. I'm gonna join it by myself. Don't want nobody to join it for me. I'm gonna join the one big union by myself.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved.
The union is behind us.
We shall not be moved.
The union is behind us.
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water, we shall not be moved.
Fight together,
we shall not be moved.
We will stand and fight together.
We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water.
Black and white together,
we shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water.
We shall not be moved. That's, of course, the Almanac Singers, Millard Lampel, Lee Hayes, Pete Seeger, and Woody Guthrie. That's when they came together in 1940-43. That's when they were really working on a lot of these union songs. And here they are appear on a chorus. This is the classical original Talking Union with the Almanac Singers. We shall not be moved. Of course, a traditional song, no clear indication of when it was written or who wrote it, but it has been used both for labor and the civil rights movement. So here's a song that is a good example of how it can serve multiple hurdy-gurdy song functions for different hurdy-gurdy song issues. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs with your host, Jorge. Thank you for joining me today here on Radio Free Brooklyn, community radio station here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. I'm very proud and happy to be part of this team. Please visit our website, www.radiofreebrooklyn.com. Please join us, you know, support us, donate if you can. Support this kind of community. This is what we're trying to, you know, really, you know, develop among each other, and we have wonderful programming here. The blues program earlier today on Tuesdays, it just always blows my mind. Dr. Lisa Doesn't Give a Shit is always another favorite, but there are many, many more. So please check out our roster. And of course, if you want to support Hurdy Gurdy Songs, please do so. I very much appreciate it. Couple of notes on the previous tracks that we played. Roll the Union On. Of course, this is a song that emerged out of the Southern Tenant Farmers Union. And I should point out that Lee Hayes, who was very active in Southern agrarian farming activism, member of the Almanacs and later the Weavers. This is a very wonderful song, written in 1936 by John Hancock, who was a black tenant farmer and also a preacher. And so this is a song that he took the melody from the spiritual Roll the Chariot On. So another example of, you know, the Roll the Union On, Roll the Chariot On, religion, farming, all of these things, workers can be interchanged. And that's the beauty, the power of folk music. And again, there are, you know, folk music is still very much alive. We may call it something else today, you know, but it's still very much, we could call it pop music, we can call it dance music, we call it electronic, all these different genres, but it is all folk when you really come down and reduce it. And it is reductive, I agree, but it's absolutely true. Humans are making music not always for the sake of pure entertainment. Nothing wrong with that. But in these songs, they're serving a purpose, and that's what Hurdy Gurdy Songs are all about. Then we heard Casey Jones, which is one of probably one of the most well-known labor history songs about about this strike, and Casey Jones being someone who actually was a scab, of course, written by Joe Hill. Who emerged from the ranks of the industrial workers of the world, IWW, early in the 20th century. And he's composed several really important labor songs, Casey Jones being one of the most well-known about the Southern Pacific Strike of 1910 and how Casey Jones met his end. Let's move on. I'd like to play a couple more tracks from this Talking Union. And let's just get to it. Of course, mining is another area of work, of labor, which is still with us today. Still a very big issue, economic issue, political issue. Let's move on with Miner's Lifeguard. This is also from the Song Swappers. That's Pete Seeger and the Almanacs.
Miner's Lifeguard. Like a sailor's board a ship to cross the waves. Every day his life's in danger, still he ventures being brave. Watch the rocks, they're falling daily. Careless miners always fail. Hand upon the dollar and
Where there is no unity, the people perish. Songs help to create unity, which is understanding. And songs are born of unity, too. The music of horns blowing has torn down the walls in battle. Gideon's army had trumpets to blow, as well as pots to smash and swords to fight with. Where is the music for today? For peace? For what we believe in? One dreams of a great people's song, of our marching songs, which will come again, but hasn't yet, of the great song which is still unsung. It will be a hymn, for it will be born in faith and love and united purpose. It would be a battle hymn, for we are at war against the powers of evil. It may even be a topical song, for the topics of the day are no smaller than peace and democracy and a future of hope. I don't want your millions, mister. That's, of course, the Almanac Singers from that classic Talking Union recording And I think it just really speaks to the heart of the alternative, of a third party, Farmer Labor Party. What would be the equivalent of that today? I tend to think that it's like this larger cultural workers' party. And by culture, I mean everyone. Before that, we heard Miner's Lifeguard. Also about very clearly, you've been docked and docked, my boys. You've been loading 2-1. What do you have to show for working since this mining has begun? It's really interesting, you know. I mean, here we are at Hurdy-Gurdy Songs, and others have tried to put out these kinds of protest songs for our consideration. I mean, even David Byrne had his, you know, his American Utopia album, his playlist of very diverse protest songs. And that's what we're presenting here around the question of labor, the working man and the working woman, right here at Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm going to read a little short piece from an article that was published in People's Songs in April of 1948 around this kind of work. Quote, "I say today is the time for putting into music our deepest beliefs and our hope. We must take our stand to live or die. We can always write jingles and comic blues songs in our spare time. But now our love and all our skill must go into making that great marching song of belief and hope, which will be our song of battle. The person who finally writes our song may be a Georgia sharecropper who has never heard of people's songs, but who knows the ties and fears of the day. It may be written by, in this case, Earl Robinson, could be anyone, Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes, etc., or by a youngster who knows three chords on the guitar. I may write it. You may. When you write words and music that are true, then the voice of the people will be heard through you, because you are a people's songwriter. First things first, and to hell with those rose-tinted music that degrades and lies to us and tells us that all the things will come to those who wait and will understand it better by and by." So here, that's the end of the quote. Lee Hayes is definitely pointing out that there's a higher calling to these kinds of songs. And, of course, women are central to it. Here are a couple of songs from women and the very idea of the union.
Was a union maid. She never was afraid of goons and ginks and company finks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called, and when the legion boys come around, she always stood her ground.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by a company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way. When she struck for better pay, she'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm sticking to the union, I'm a-sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union, I'm a-sticking to the union till the day I die.
You gals who want to be free, just take a tip from me. Get you a man who's a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard when you got a union card. A union man has a happy life when he's got a union wife.
Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
Friends and comrades, I've had some very interesting letters from Kentucky this morning, and I have so much on my mind I hardly know how to address you. And I will endeavor to sing to you my hungry, wearied blues that I composed when I was down there suffering with those people. And now wait until I can strike a note, a chord. I'm sad and weary, I've got the hungry, ragged blues. I'm sad and weary, I've got the hungry, ragged blues. Not a penny in my pocket to buy one thing I need. I woke up this morning with the worst blues I ever had in my life. I woke up this morning with the worst blues I ever had in my life. Not a bite to cook for breakfast, a poor coal miner's wife. When my husband works in the coal mine, he loads a car on every trip. When my husband works in the coal mine, he loads a car on every trip. Then he goes to the office that evening to get denied of just because it took all he made that day to pay his money spent. Just because it took all he made that day to pay his money spent. A man that will work for just coal, light, and carbide, he ain't got a speck of sense.
Oh, do you know her or do you not? This new doffing mistress we have got. Elsie Thompson, it is her name, and she helps her doffers at every frame. Fall de right far off, fall de right far e. On Monday morning when she comes in, she hangs her coat on the highest pin. Turns around just to greet her friends, crying, "Hi, doffers, tie up your ends. Fall de right far off, fall de right far e." Sometimes the boss, he looks in the door, "Tie your ends up, doffers," he will roar. "Tie our ends up, we surely do, for Elsie Thompson, but not for you. Fall de right far off, fall de right far e." Oh, do you know her or do you not? This new doffing mistress we have got. Elsie Thompson, it is her name, and she helps her doffers at every frame. Fall de right far off, fall de right far e.
Yeah, the doffing mistress. Weaving, mining, farming. Yeah, they may seem like remnants of a previous working world. And what are we producing today? And yet, you know, this kind of tongue-in-cheek, attitude towards, you know, how these mills were run, particular in Northern Ireland, for example. This theme is a 1936 theme that appears on this recording, the Iron Muse, which is, of course, music of the industrial folk period. And still very relevant today. Thank you so much for joining me today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn in Bushwick, Brooklyn, Internet Community Radio. Please, again, feel free to write to us to, you know, join and support our effort here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And also, if you are interested in learning how to podcast, there's a lot of information on our website as to how you can actually produce your own podcast through our wonderful educational training program at Radio Free Brooklyn. Please go to our website, radiofreebrooklyn.com, and you will find information on how you too can become a podcaster if you want to do that. And I certainly hope you do, because it helps support the kind of work that we are doing, bringing you programs such as Hurdy Gurdy Songs, which you will not hear anywhere else, perhaps at least not in this format. I'm going to go out with a couple songs, including a more contemporary labor songs. But we're going to start with Talking Union from the Almanac Singers. Thank you again for joining me. And until next time, wishing you the best. And please join me next Tuesday, 2 p.m. live stream. And also it will be podcast subsequently. But thank you again. And here we go with Talking Union, the Almanac Singers.
Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, it won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take your kid to the seashore. It ain't quite this simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Cause if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be a-waiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the straw boss then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting, talk it over, speak your mind, decide to do something about it. Course the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, though, well, that's a fact. He's got a yaller streak running down his back. He doesn't have to stool. He'll always get along on what he takes out of blind men's cups. You got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely. Everybody decide to walk out on him. Suppose they're working you so hard it's just outrageous, and they're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss would yell, before I raise your pay, I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, cause he thinks he's got your union lick. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard, unfair slave driver. Bet he beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a damn red unpatriotic, Japanese spies, sabotaging national defense. But out at Ford, here's what they found, and out at Balti, here's what they found, and out at Alice Chalmers, here's what they found, and down at Bethlehem, here's what they found, that if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
500 men sacked for refusing to ever cross a picket line. Voices down the IG's warning, never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Cross a picket line with their wives and children, they stand together. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Oh, I wanna live in a brand new Britain. Never cross a picket line. Where workers' rights are enshrined and written. Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away out west to San Diego. Look away, look away, look away out east to Barro Saka. For the truckers have organized world's longest picket line. The Tories have come, but there's no improvement. Never cross a picket line. Now, where is the might of the Labour movement? Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line. Look away, look away, look away down south to Auckland City. Look away, look away, look away out west to old Vancouver. With the truckers you've organised the world's longest picket line. Jockers have realized you must never cross a picket line.
Come on, friends, and let's go down, let's go down, let's go down. Come on, friends, and let's go down, down on the picket line. As we went down on the picket line to keep the scabs out of the mine. Who's going to win the strike? Come on, and we'll show you the way. We went out one morning before daylight, and I was sure we'd